I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are
a Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special, and I'm so glad you're mine.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you and your family. I hope you have started a beautiful day. Welcome to your own show, A Muslim Lady from IRIB English Radio. I'm Farman Ali Masumi, presenting and discussing some very beautiful issues.
And I'm Razia Batul Najafi, always with you, and would love to be with our listeners. And I don't think anyone knows that how much we are enjoying about discussing these issues, which are usually we don't get, you know, this beautiful material in a very detail, you know, and especially in this environment that husband and wife, if they talk about the rights of husband and wife in the eyes of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, and especially Imam Sajjad alayhi salam.
Definitely. And let me tell our listeners that they can share their comments and suggestions and whatever they feel with us at English Radio at irib.ir. And if they want to listen to our program, they can go to parstoday.com and find the program Muslim Lady, where they can find so many important topics and discussions.
Yeah, and so we are waiting to hear from you.
So we were discussing the beautiful treatise of rights of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, where Imam alayhi salam has mentioned the rights of a wife.
Everyone, especially the ladies, you know, they would love to hear that what Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says about us.
Yeah, unfortunately, in our society, people, you only do they talk about the materialistic rights, you know, about just, you know,
money, food, dress, house, and car
and these things.
Yeah, but
Imam,
here,
beautifully, Imam alayhi salam, as you know, Imams, they are, you know, like our parents. And parents always, they like for their children the most beneficial for them, you know. They don't like just small things.
Yeah,
know?
They go, yeah.
Yeah, they so want
because
the,
they are the most sincere one.
Yeah.
They look very far.
Very far.
You know, their vision is still until Jannah and paradise.
Like that, Imam also, they want us to get the higher status in the eyes of Allah and in Jannah. That's why they mention whatever is beneficial in this way. So Imam is mentioning the right of wife in this way. Mm-hmm. Beautifully he says.
Okay, well, number one, we have done that ja'alaha laka sakana wa unsa. Yeah, Allah has made your wife for you source of comfort and peace. Yeah? So not only like peace means someone from whom you can take something very deeper than some, not only just physical intimacy, even mentally, spiritually
exactly. Mentally, physically, you know?
Yeah, all kind of comfort and peace. And the second one, which we are going to talk today, is فَتَعْلَمْ أَنَّ ذَلِكَ نِعْمَةٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. You know, I don't know how to describe how much beautiful this statement is. نِعْمَة. What do you say, نِعْمَة?
نِعْمَة is mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, this نِعْمَة usually in the point of Islam and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, the thing, the bounty which provides you and which guides you towards the higher status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This
wow.
is called ni'mah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like so, Allah has bestowed so many bounties upon us, you know. And all these bounties, if we use them in a proper way, in a right way, they lead us towards the perfection, towards the Jannah, towards the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, wife is also a ni'mah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I never take it in this way that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is saying that a wife is ni'mah and beautiful gift from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wow.
You know, and ni'mah always gives you pleasure mentally, spiritually, physically, you know. Like a beautiful garden, if you see, you take pleasure. You know, not only physically and not like you, just for your eyes, for your mental and spiritually also, you feel the...
And I remember the beautiful statement of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, you know, when he met first time Hazrat Zahra salamu alayha as a wife. And look at the, you know, the role of Rasulullah, our Prophet, he's asking, "Oh Ali, how did you find my daughter as a wife?" You know, this is a wife, you know, the role of wife, because we are talking about Haqqu Zawja in the Risalat al-Huquq. So how did you find your wife? So the reply was this, that ni'ma al-aun ala ta'atillah. The same thing, you know, ni'ma. Ni'ma definitely means the best source and supporter in the way of obeying Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Yeah? Here I know it means, ni'ma means best of the best. But still, you know, it goes something, you know, that what is the actual definition of ni'mah. As you said, ni'mah can make us reach to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And you know, constantly, if you read out the statement of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam about wife, you will see the reflection of Imam's thoughts that, you know, the wife, the position of wife, you know, is always something, you know, so much divinity and divine touch is there.
Definitely.
Not material and worldly and only physically. That I truly like it. That
yes, the spiritual aspect of, you know, a wife and husband is more important than the physical aspect of
absolutely.
Our marriage.
Absolutely.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Because she is ni'mah from Allah, you know, if you get a ni'mah, you have to be thankful. You have to respect that ni'mah. You have to utilize that ni'mah. You know, you have to see that ni'mah, that favor of Allah as a sign of Allah, as a gift from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So if you are getting any gift, so you have to take care of that gift.
Definitely.
So therefore what Imam says? فَتُكْرِمُهَا فَتُرْفِقُ بِهَا. These two
Definitely,
words are really, really important. Number one is
respect. You have to respect the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you have to be gentle, very friendly.
Yeah.
You know, very sincere towards it. Because these are the most important pillars in our, you know, mutual life, marriage, for our marriage, marital life. If husband respects his wife, if husband thinks that wife is ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then definitely he will respect. You know, he will show the most respect towards his wife.
And
if he respects wife, then he will get the result. He will get the respect from wife also. Then it will become a fruitful and peaceful and comfortable life.
Thank you so much. You are always taking, you know, all the responsibility on your shoulder, because, you know, in first haq and right, you said the source of comfort comes from husband, and then she gives to wife, and wife is giving back to husband. And even here you said that first husband, like somehow first means, you know, because husband has more authority and power and freedom most of the time. So if he shows and express his love and respect, then automatically, in inshallah, in most of the time, she will give back that, you know, whatever she has received from her husband,
So we can find in our, you know, beautiful lives of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam also this mutual respect, this respect to husband and wife and vice versa. So many, especially in the life of Imam Ali and Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayhima, as you mentioned, they would say to each other, ni'mal awna la ta'atillah. Even we see that Hazrat Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha also said to Imam Ali, ni'mal awna ala ta'atillah.
Mashallah.
Best helper and best assistant.
Because that is the purpose of life, you know. The purpose of life is to enjoy our life, and we can enjoy our life only by obeying Allah, you know. Obeying Allah means the total, the absolute freedom and pleasure which we can take. So in respecting each other, number one, I think, pillar is how we call each other and how we show our respect to each other. So for example, loudly, if we say salam, you know, if we greet each other, because greeting loudly with smile face, it's a sadaqah, you know, it's a charity. Unfortunately, we don't know the importance of this very little, you know, things in our daily routine and life.
And saying salam brings, you know, salam and peace in our life.
Even we
are not aware of it.
Yeah.
That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah and our Aimma alayhim as-salam, they would emphasize on doing salam. We can see that in Holy Prophet's whole life, always he would do salam first. No matter in front of him there is a child or anybody, he would say salam, and nobody would initiate.
He was the first of the first.
It shows that how much importance this salam has in our lives.
And this is the name of Allah. You know, whenever you take the name of Allah, automatically the angels will visit in that place. That place means your heart, you know. That is the pure house. That is the actual house of our, you know, like which belongs to us and which no one can take, you know, from and steal from us. So when angels come, the rahmah is there, positivity is there, peace is there, you know.
Yeah, again, unfortunately, in our most of our societies, they don't use this word. They don't do salam usually. Yeah, alhamdulillah, in the Islamic Republic of Iran, we have been here since, you know, 20 years. We know that they do a lot of salam, and even in family members, whenever they go out and they come, do salam. Even within house, whenever they see each other, they say salam.
But within half an hour, 1-2 hours, you know.
And usually, mostly our other societies, they do not do salam. They say, just we are in one house, why should we do salam to each other?
Exactly. Yeah, I have seen. And nowadays, because of social media, we just say hi. And you know, we are in a hurry. And we are in rush. And we say, oh, why you have not come? And I've seen a lot. And I got shocked that why she's not saying or he's not saying just salam. You know, it's not necessary to say salamun alaykum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Yeah. But if you say that, it's more sawab. But if even you say, sometimes I say salam. Sometimes I say salam and durood. Durood means, you know, blessings. So I love it the way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, you know, he has allowed us to pronounce his name so many times in our daily life. So that is something very
To do salam.
Yeah. Yeah.
inshallah, bring peace and salam in our lives.
So there should be a competition between husband and wife, yeah, that who can do salam first.
A lot of salams.
And in our house, you're the winner, you know, and I'm the
Allah
loser.
Better.
And from today, inshallah, I will try to do salam first.
Yeah. And another thing which increases the respect between husband and wife is welcoming each other. Unfortunately, we are running out of time, so we will continue this in our next episode, inshallah.
Inshallah. Thank you so much.
Until our next program, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
My Lord, show me right from wrong. Give me light, make me strong. I know the road is long. Make me strong. Sometimes it just gets too much. I feel that I